This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as we look at what we've been talking about a lot lately, and that is the Farm Bill, its extension, and its outdated data that is still the basis for food policy in the United States. We've had talked in depth about the gridlock facing the Farm Bill in Congress and how the American people are hanging in the balance of political disagreement. However, the calls to do something are continuing to come forward, and this is coming now from the state officials who are the counterparts of implementing this federal policy. We hear from them next.
A new year brings new opportunities for Iowa soybean farmers. From biofuels and policy to a changing market landscape, many factors impact the value of Iowa soybean crop. Learn about these trends and more on January 30th by attending Farm Forward, powered by the Iowa Soybean Association. Register today at iasoybeans.com and position your farm for success in 2024 and beyond. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture recently talked about their policy focuses for 2024 and once again sent a loud message to Congress about the Farm Bill. Ted McKinney is the NASDA CEO, and he says the state ag directors are vital to implementing federal policy.
The primary piece of legislation that supports farmers and ranchers, supports those who need nutrition, but also brings along a lot of the structure for how industry is regulated. So, of course, we're going to be very involved because we are co-regulators in our state. Most people think that EPA, FDA, USDA are the regulators, and they are. But most people don't know that a lot, I dare say most of the regulations that are instituted by Congress and then shaped by those agencies, it's all handed off to state departments of ag. So we take a great deal of interest in shaping those properly because we say with pride, we're the closest to that farmer, that rancher, that processor. So you bet we're going to be involved in any number of areas.
However, the thing that they're missing is a federal policy to implement.
I'll start by saying I tend to be a bit more on the optimistic side. Life's pretty miserable if you're always negative. I think there is still a chance, but as every day goes by without getting the appropriations part done, notwithstanding, I think, a strong desire to get to Farm Bill, you just lose floor time in Congress. Our view is that we really need to get this done by March and April. We know that the leadership of both the House and Senate Ag Committee want to do that, but it's floor time that's becoming the pinch point now.
NASDA is also calling attention to the need for improvements to ag research projects across the country.
We're putting a real push on the need for funding for research. It's important. People say that. But gosh, the last two farm bills, it's been 6 out of 5 in priorities, 11th out of 10. And man, are we falling behind on the international stage in terms of our support for ag research. We can't always leave that to the corporations.
Trade is also a big concern for each state going forward. Many states do their own international trade outside of the federal level.
We're lifting up international trade. And for sure, the current administration's paying some attention to that. But the complete walk away from what I've always known as a free trade agreement and the focus on market access, which is largely bringing tariffs down, has just been vacated. There's no attention at all being paid to that. We're lifting up trade policy.
All the state departments of agriculture and their heads are asking for the federal government to act as quickly as possible and get a farm bill done before it becomes too late and we get too deep into the campaign season. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.